Okay, boys. Raccoon. Part two. Oh, what did you guys think? So this was from
Winston,
when you...
Right. Winston right. Drew... I can't think of his name now. Tony, thank you.
Right.
I do appreciate that they got the most difficult level out of the gate. Like, just right away, got it out, and then you
true.
Were... It was primarily smooth sailing after that.
It was.
Because the Winston... Yeah. Winston Emma... Was it Emma?
Gemma.
Or Gemma. Gemma.
Yeah.
Winston and Gemma, like, that was just... With the whatchamacallits.
The sticks and the feathers and the...
Well, not that the spirits.
Oh, that was
there.
Tony.
Yeah. Like, the spirits, it was just, like... It was...
Oh, dodgeball, yeah.
Freaking ridiculous trying to, like, dodge them and everything.
Yeah.
And then there was, like, timed events with that and everything, and it was just...
Oh, yeah, the drowning events, yeah.
Yeah, that was the one where you had to, like, run down the hall, right? Like, there was a whole wall of them coming after you.
And then
that made me really nervous.
I think there was another part where you had to, like, run to the phones to answer them.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes, and they were timed. Yeah. The first two, I think. Because I didn't realize what was happening. I was like, wait, there's a phone ringing? Where is it at? And I just didn't know.
Yep.
Because I kind of thought, I mean, did you answer the first, like, two, Chris?
I got the first one, and then the second one, I was just so far away, I was like, I'm not even going to bother trying to pick it up.
So you got the first one. See, I missed the first one, so I thought, well, maybe we're not supposed to get them, you know, but...
Yeah, I mean, it does go to voicemail, so it's not like you're, like, you have to get it, so...
True. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, eventually in the game, you get the voicemail password anyway, you know, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a very kind of... A very spooky kind of, to that, because that had something to do with... I'm trying to think. What were the voicemails about?
Just about them, I guess. I think basically, you know, them trying to get together.
Yeah.
March 11th. Was it March 11th? Yeah, I think it was March 11th.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. I liked how they set that one up. I think. I mean, it was hard. But I think that I kind of liked the interaction on that one a lot.
Yeah, in the forest world, the story was much, I guess, better. It was just more involving, I guess, to me with Winston and Gemma.
Oh, when there were the those little creature things.
Maples, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was more like almost like To the Moon with, you know, the sort of like star-crossed, you know, couple.
So did you guys expect the singing?
I was expecting there to be music because they, you know, it said that you had to find this song that, that you can't necessarily hear or something like that. And then when they started singing, I was like, oh, well, this is interesting.
Yeah.
And then the thing, too, that, like, kept freaking me out with this game is that you'd reach a point and then you couldn't do anything. And it was like, did the game freeze on me? Or it's like, oh, no, there's just an extremely long intro to the song before they actually start singing.
No, exactly. Yeah, I thought that too, especially in a later one. It just the intro just kept going and going, and I was like, "Is this it? Just music? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't understand."
Yeah, I was gonna say it was kind of interesting that in the two cases, if I remember it right, it's at first it was, yeah, like you say, you're a little taken aback when you first hear it. But now that I'm thinking about it, it's like it was nice that it was sort of, I guess the better word is unpolished singing. It's, you know, it wasn't really orchestrated that, you know, so it's like it's coming from a real person, you know.
Yeah, so I think with the female singers, it was sung by the creator of the game.
Really?
From what I can gather, and she also composed the music too. So it seems like she did pretty much mostly everything in this game itself.
Yeah, wow. I was going to say, because it's just her. Like, this is just... Yeah, I think that she hired a couple people to do things.
Except
but...
for Tony singing, you know. I don't think she could have gone that low.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know. I mean, maybe she is, like, voice ambidextrous. You know, she can do all skills. Yeah, that's impressive. That's impressive. It's an impressive game for when you consider that it was like one person. Because I think, I mean, To the Moon was like a two-person team, I think. It wasn't that big of a team. It was like two or three people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Just how they can come up with this stuff. Yeah, how they can pull it all together just with themselves. I'd like to know, like, how long, but, you know, like, how long it took her to put the entire game together. But.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. It's kind of, to me, it's kind of fascinating that people can create these, like, these full-featured games using RPG Creator. And it's just, I'd really like to see the process of them, like, developing... like just a level within RPG Maker, just to kind of like, because I mean I appreciate what they do, but I think seeing it would bring a even greater appreciation for all the work that goes into it.
For sure.
I mean, there's just the physical mapping of the the world, and then there's I guess you have to go through like an 8-bit drawing program or something to draw the characters.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if the character and background design is built into that, or if you have to import them from a different program.
Right. How you know, get that stuff, all the plants and the bushes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Did I miss something, or it's like I was kind of slightly disappointed when I got back to the hospital and Winston's like, he just thanks you once, and then it's back to the typical dialogue for him. Is it, did I miss something or?
No, I think it's just because you finished the storyline there. There's nothing else to go on.
Yeah, it was like a big thank you from him or a big reveal in the hospital or something, but nothing. Yeah. That was kind of a little letdown, I just must say.
Yeah, I think if you talk to them, it says that they found the ring, that it was on her finger the whole time, but the weird thing is she wasn't wearing the ring the first time. It was in, like, a box somewhere or something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Looking up information about the creator, and she has a YouTube channel. Apparently, she created the soundtrack for Plants vs. Zombies.
Oh, really?
And she's done music, sound, voice work, and other audio for about 25 published games. The PBZ franchise, To the Moon. She helped work on To the Moon.
Okay.
Super Meat Boy, World of Warcraft. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Nice.
Director at EA Mobile. But,
so she's had some experience.
Yeah, it sounds like her main.
Yeah, for sure.
And voicing and stuff.
For sure. I was looking at her videos that she has to see if she has any, like, most of her videos, I think, are from just the soundtrack, just working on the music. Not really level design as far as I can tell or working on any of that. Then I was looking at her at the actual page, and it seems like she's the creator. She did design, programming, audio, pixel characters, etc. And then she had two people working with her, Emi Toyonaga, who did concept art, and Matt Holmberg, who looks like worked on some art as well. She did the design, programming, and audio, and the pixel characters. So, artwork, and she kind of, you know, put everything together. But, yeah, so like a three-person team. So, very cool.
Yeah.
I mean, she came up with the idea and everything. I really wish that she, you know, had something about her, you know, as you said, like the design and stuff. Like, that'd be interesting to see. First thought was that you could probably catch stuff like that on Twitch, but it'd be nice to see it from someone who's actually had success with it. You know, not just someone just fooling around,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes. There's a little info. Process. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. So we had Winston's story, which was, and Gemma.
So I guess Gemma in real life, I guess, got caught in the incident, I guess. Is that the insinuation, I guess?
That's my understanding, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I would think so. I would think so.
So it's definitely, I think, a Japanese incident because, what, Winston was originally from Korea and went to Japan as a student? Or to have that backwards?
That sounds right. We'll go with yes.
Okay.
With that.
I made the mistake of playing this on Sunday, so I...
yeah, and like, you know, and I've played ahead, so it can be a little difficult to remember what's going on, but... yeah, I mean, I enjoyed the story. And then we went on to Tony.
The three little bears, yes. Or four little bears.
Yes. Which forever, okay, like just like going at it from the story's finished and it would, you know, and they're all back together. I forever just thought that, I mean, like for some reason, like it didn't click that was his daughter. I thought that was his wife.
Yeah, okay.
And then the two cubs were his. And so then, but then I was talking to them later, and when the cub was like, Grandpa's the best. And I'm like, well, that moved really quickly. But they were always his grandchildren.
Yeah.
Did it ever say, but then I was like, well, what did it, I completely missed, like, what happened to his wife. Did it say anything about what happened to his wife or no? Like I knew, like it talked about him and his relationship with his daughter.
Yeah, I don't think it did say anything about the wife.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Poor wife.
I mean, in Leapleville, it just left off after Benny, well, no, actually, a little bit after that, I think, with the daughter. But yeah, I mean, doesn't really say.
Because the daughter with the cubs is by herself over in the other cave, and she's surprised when you tell her that Tony was asked, you know, wanted,
yes,
you know, right, asking about her or whatever. But
I was disappointed, though, when you finally got to the secret passage in the closet and it kept mentioning you had to go 13 steps and everything. And I was like, okay, so this is going to be a challenge. Like, I actually have to count the steps and everything. And then I go in and I'm like, the walls are numbered. So it's like, what's even the point of making such a big deal about 13 steps?
I was thinking exactly the same thing. And I'm like, how am I going to do this one at a time? And how did I know if I actually moved one and not two?
Yeah.
And
stuff like
that. I guess if you would have to like abandon the mouse and go right with the cursor.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually...
Maybe they struggled with that and said, oh boy, screw it.
Yeah, well, and then there's people like myself who didn't... I didn't get it. Like, I don't know why, but for some reason, to find those little hole, like, to find the secret passages, I had to open a walkthrough. Because, like, I don't know, like, because I think I missed that room with the 13 steps at first. Like, I just missed it. And I was looking at other rooms in the wrong room, and so then I was getting confused, and so I had to look at a walkthrough. And I had discovered the room with the numbers on it, but I was like, why are these numbers on the wall? What's the point of these numbers? Like, why, what, you know, because, like, there's always weird things written on the wall that don't always, that kind of go along with the story, but it doesn't always, like, mean something. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't always, like, direct you towards something. And, okay, 15, okay, or, like, you know, 5, 12, I don't know. Like, what, like, you know, what do these mean? And then I looked at the walk, and I was like, oh, idiot, it's to the door, like 13 steps.
Were you reading all the notes on the ground?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
I should have been, yes. I mean, I'm the kind, with these games, like, I pretty much go up to everything, and I'm like, is there anything to read about this? Is there anything to read about this? How about this vase of flowers over here? How about this, like, this plate of cake?
Yeah. Well, let's really ruin Steph's day. Did you to rescue the cat?
Yes, I got the cat.
Did I rescue the cat? Where was the cat?
In the parents' bedroom's closet.
Probably not. That cat died. That my cat died.
They say you bring the cat back with you. I don't know if you bring it back to the hospital.
Yeah, and you put it in the patient lounge.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, the cat's gone. The cat's dead.
Oh.
I did not see that cat. I don't know how I missed it. I look in everything. I don't understand.
Yeah, you had to get the parents' closet key to open it.
Yeah,
it's another... you know what? I think I got the key, but I don't think I ever went back. Yeah, that house was confusing. That was the... Was that the house with the switches and to open the doors?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Please.
The switches, the lights,
That house was the worst. That, to me, like, that one was worse. Although it was fun. I enjoyed it. Like, I enjoyed kind of just the different, like, areas you could get to and the different little combinations.
Yeah.
And I thought it was done in a clever way. But it was still, like, as you were saying, Chris, like, as someone who's played ahead of it, like, it's weird as far as gameplay goes and as far as pacing goes, that those harder areas were earlier on in the game.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were trying to, like, make room for the more emotional stories to kind of have those more towards the end. 'Cause, you know, you have Sue yet to come. But that's the next one. But then you have Sue ending. So I don't know. But yeah, it's interesting that the two hardest ones are just right here.
Yeah, I had to use a walkthrough for the house. Just because I was like trying to figure out where this closet was for the secret passageway. 'Cause like I'd been through that whole house and could not, like, I had no idea what closet they were referring to. Then also
there's so many.
Just like with the switches itself, because it was getting to the point where okay, they're all on, but I clearly need to go somewhere else, and I have no idea where or what I need to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah, it was, I mean, it could be confusing. And, I think I might have opened the walkthrough for, because I was at a loss as to how, that if you turned on all the switches, that the blocks filled in, you could go up to the attic. Yes. But yeah, I just didn't realize. I think later I found a plaque that said as much or something, or there was some kind of clue.
Yeah, the holes, yeah.
Yeah, there was a clue that kind of gave you, like, if you turn all the switches on, blah, 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 but I just didn't quite get that. I had figured out that if you turn them on in different patterns, that doors opened, but yeah.
Yeah, this game can be very tricky and sly with things you can and can't click on sometimes. Like you said, the plaque next to the holes, it's just there. You have to literally click on everything to find out if there's a response key to it or not.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was I think I had to look up the chessboard, too.
Yeah, the chessboard I had to look up.
Yeah.
Because
I looked it up just because I was confused in the aspect of which direction to move the pawn in, because I didn't realize that there was a path to the opposite side of the board to do the queen there.
Yeah. And you probably did what I put it onto the side towards the player.
Yep.
Yeah, I was wondering, why didn't it change?
Nothing happened, and I was like, I don't know, like, you know, because I didn't see the path, and I didn't see you could move it over there, so.
Well, unfortunately, I was thinking like a chess player. I know that pawn can go only up and down, so it's like,
right.
Well, pawns can't go side to side.
Right, exactly. All of your training was for nothing, Franco. Right. All of the training.
Yeah, I had to look up the original secret door in the girl's room. But I was like, where is her? You know, I started clicking around. I got frustrated.
Yeah.
I don't know, walk through. Where's the door?
Well, and then the thing, too, is that, like, the clock would start ticking louder on certain parts of the of the room. So it was like, is this like a hot or cold type of thing? And it was weird because I think it was basically just the closer you got to the clock, the louder it got, because the further away from so it was kind of like a weird thing that they would even do that, you know?
Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's like almost a way over detailed thing for an RPG.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a couple times with the chess thing. And then you go back to the wall just to make sure before I went further. It's like, did I miss anything? You know, it's like, did I do everything? Because those doors are tricky. If you don't take notes, it's like,
yeah.
Did I visit every door? I'm not sure now because I keep turning the lights on and off.
Notes. It's very rare that I take notes of the video game.
These kind of things, yeah, you do. You've got to. I mean, there's no other way to. Unless you go to
right. The last game I took notes on was, I think, Grim Fandango.
Well, the whole thing of trying to figure out what the voicemail code was for the Gemma story, you had the writing on the wall, and it was like, okay, this doesn't really make too much sense with what's written on the wall, and then you're like, oh, wait, no, the words are all scrambled. So then you have to figure that out. Yeah. And then I won't go into it, but later on there were a few times where you kind of have to note something down so you wouldn't lose it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what did I? I did have to. Wait a minute. I think I just lied to. I lied to both of you. I did have to take notes for something. Although I did it on my phone. I did a note thing on my phone. I'm trying to figure out what that was about.
The piano. Or did you look at that up? The piano. The correct order of the piano.
Oh no! This was like it was a 9 owls or something. Or no, was it the owls that were? I don't know.
Oh yeah, I think that was later.
That
on.
Was from last. Yeah.
Well, that's when you go into the cave.
Yeah. Yeah, what is all this? What did I... Oh, okay, never mind. Okay, yeah. I think it's something I took notes on. But,
yeah, the piano, I did just trial and error on that.
Oh, okay.
Was it written down somewhere as the actual order?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I looked it up for a long for it.
I thought there was.
Because I'm like slightly dyslexic with music. I can't. I think I know what's higher and what's lower, but I don't know. Sometimes I get confused.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's somewhere, but I don't think I came across it until after I had done the puzzle.
Oh, okay. I
remember where or what it was, though, but I'm pretty sure. What's that in? I don't know. But I'm pretty sure, like, I think you. Somewhere, I don't know, but yeah.
So yeah, with Tony, I like how you go to him, you get the box and you give it to him, and he's like, "Oh, I don't remember the song, but this bear will know what the song is." And then you go to her, and she's like, "No, I'm sorry, I've completely forgotten what song it was." But I mean, it's like, it was so sad at the, once you finally got up into the attic and had all the tools to make the wings, to like talk to Tony and then him read the letter and realize that, his daughter felt that way and he just didn't talk to her because he didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
Was kind of like just depressing.
at least in Winston's story, we knew kind of what happened to Gemma.
Yeah.
But it's like in the real life, Benny, we don't really know what happened to the Benny in real life.
Well, I'm assuming it's similar to what happened
with the bear.
Yeah. That he was probably playing somewhere that he shouldn't have, and it fell, and he fell into the water, and that was the end of it.
That was it, yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah, that was a tough, actually, I was trying to remember, like, because I knew, anyways, again, because I play ahead of everyone, so it's been a bit for me. It's been, like, almost 2 weeks since I played this part, but now that you mention it, like, that was a hard story. It was a hard story.
But at least he started talking to his daughter afterwards.
Yeah,
at least that one had a nice,
Exactly. But, like, a lot of the, like, going through the house, like, you would see the, I think it was like the writing.
The bears,
The bears and the writing that would appear on the wall.
Yeah.
That all kind of mirrored kind of her struggle with herself.
Yeah.
After what happened. I was really afraid actually that it was going to end a lot more tragically than it did. Because I was like, I hope that nothing happens to
Krista. Yeah.
You know, that she doesn't, like, you know, I was like, I didn't know how dark the game was going to go.
Right.
Because we were still fairly kind of new into it, but yeah, it was a tough, but at least at the end, he made up, he, you know.
Got his coffee.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was like that tickled me off. And it's like, I got to start his, I get coffee for Tony. So I go to the cafeteria. Right. Go, yeah. And like pester chef. And it's like, where's the freaking coffee? And I find, the only thing that's, I'm thinking to myself, the only thing that's in the vending machine is peanut shoes.
Oh,
and suddenly there's coffee in
the machine. Well, I mean, it had the coffee there before, but it was out of order. Yeah, it was out.
I think if you talked to the doctor or one of the nurses or someone, they mentioned that they finally restocked the vending machine.
Yeah, I wandered around for a bit myself because I knew that he was wanting coffee. And I was like, well, he's not going to tell me anything. And then he was like, well, you know, something about the music box. And then I was like, well, I got to find some way to get that music box from him then. So I was like just wandering around talking to people. Like, I think I went through the hospital again talking to everyone just to see if anything was different. And if someone would be like, give me a clue as to how to get the music box, because I was sure that you had to fix it or something. There's nothing new. There's nothing to do. And I was like, I don't know what to do next. And I was like, oh, the coffee machine. That's right. This dude wants his coffee, and no one will get it for him. No one will get the man a coffee.
What a horrible hospital.
And the nurse just standing over there on the other side of the curtain and just standing there. So I was like, well, of course, in typical RPG fashion, I will go and that other people could themselves if they would just try. If they would just put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
And get there. It's always up to the protagonist. To go and get the coffee, to go and get the animal skins, to go and kill the animals, to go and fetch the potion out of the, you know, the cave.
To go and save the princess.
Right. Well, actually, that's up to a plumber. You know, he's also a protagonist, but... Yeah.
Well, what is just total side note? Didn't Nintendo say something about Mario's not going to be a plumber anymore?
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah,
God.
he's all around sporty.
Okay. All right. whatever you need to get you through the day. Okay. All around sporty. Okay.
I mean, why?
Why do you have to mess with things? It's just
why. I mean, it's not offending anyone. But maybe they think that since that a plumber's not going to, I don't know, like, speak to this generation, like, to new people playing Mario. People maybe they're like, someone won't want to play a plumber, but, like, the guy still looks weird. He has a mustache and he, you know, wears, like, red overalls and a red hat.
That's why he wears
like,
overalls. He's a plumber.
And he goes down pipes.
And he's got a plunger in his back pocket. I mean, what the...
Exactly. Like, what are you going to,
Yeah.
That's so weird. It's so weird. And then plus, like, what's up with Mushroom not having red, but having blue?
I don't know.
It's a hat.
I don't like this, Nintendo. I don't like this whole, like, give me...
It reminds me of an old Far Side Sphinx. And a couple guys working on the Sphinx. In Egypt, and the one guy saying to the other guy, you know, I told you the nose was perfect, but no, you had to go and hit it one
exactly.
more time.
Exactly. I think I've seen that one. I think I've actually seen that one. There's very few Far Sights I've seen in my life, but I think I've seen that one.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, Nintendo. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Plumbers in another castle.
Whatever, man. You know, like, but the new game does look really good.
Yeah.
I mean, it just looks slick. It looks slick, and it looks like there's a lot of variety. There's a lot of variety. And such. It looks good. And I'm not talking about the one with the rabbits. Like, I'm talking about, like, there's the new Mario game coming out. What is it called? Like, Mario All-Stars? Or
Odyssey.
Odyssey, yeah, yeah. It looks, I mean, I saw some screen caps of it, as much as I've seen, but it looked very good. It looked very sleek.
You can throw your hat on an enemy and then control them.
Oh my god, what? Yeah. What?
Yeah.
What? I really like that. For some reason, that blows my mind. It reminds me, that kind of interactivity reminds me of, like, Super Mario 3, where you could,
And Nintendo's adamantly said, you are not possessing the object that you threw your hat on. Mario is just transferring himself into that thing.
Is that what they were talking about? Like, yes. I heard that whole, like, proclamation.
Yep.
What was referring to. That's funny. Like, why? Like,
again, I mean, talking about being overly concerned about nothing.
Were there actually, like, concerns of, like, is he possessing these things?
Yep.
People are so weird. People are strange. Likely it was parents of kids who are just, like, overprotective. And being like, oh, well, is he possessing these? Like, is this teaching our children? Your children will never possess people unless they become a demon, which they probably already are.
Yeah. Especially their little angel.
Four people in a rut cellar somewhere in Idaho took offense. And now they're going to change the game.
Yeah. Hopefully it's as good as it looks. I probably won't play it. I don't plan to get Nintendo. Not for any bad reasons, but it's just like, I have enough games I don't play just with my PS4 and the computer.
Yeah.
Got enough backlog.
I don't need to add more games that I won't be playing. But yet still spending money for.
I know.
Yeah. I'm already like, I should buy an Xbox One because I left my Xbox One at home with my mother. Who plays it? She plays the Xbox One. It does get used, but I do not have it here. So something was coming out in Xbox One. I don't know. Xbox One, it comes on the computer as well. So I have a nice new computer now, I can most likely play it. So my fears are rested. So for the next part of Raccoon, we are finishing the game.
Okay.
Expect about 2.5 hours of gameplay, maybe possibly 2.5 to 3.
Yeah, this seemed a lot longer than 2.5 hours. I think I'm up to, like, almost close to 6 hours on my game.
Okay, well then expect 3 then. Maybe okay. Of course, that's coming from a person who saved the cat. I didn't save the cat. Yeah. I obviously just rushed through everything and just, you know.
I'll try and get a screen cap of the cat for you so you won't.
Kitty. Poor kitty. So you're finishing the game. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. You guys are strapping men. You might not need the box of tissues. The box of tissues was well used beside me during the last part of this game.
The last part? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I had read reviews. I knew I expected something like that to happen, but yeah. It was rough, guys. It was rough. Have you finished it, Chris?
Maybe.
All right, well, don't spoil it.
Well, Franco, you might not need a box of tissues, but at least have, like, a handkerchief or, like, one of those little, like, mini packs of Kleenex that women keep in their purses. Or have just, it beside you.
You know, just clean your sleeve before you, you start playing.
Wear long sleeves. Wear long sleeves.
Have a long sleeve t-shirt ready.
Yeah. Wear something that's not going to, like, rash you around the eyes. Wear something that's a nice cotton material, so that it's nice and soft against your skin when you rub it for the 20th time to try and get the tears
and
away.
Skip the mascara that day too.
I skip the mascara every day. She's just picturing me in that scare.
With his women.
Hey, if I can get through Clementine, I can get through anything.
That's true.
Package tissue over here. Get through Clementine. What?
With Walking Dead.
Walking Dead 1, yeah.
Oh, right. Yes. Yes. And you guys have both, I'm sure, voted with for our next game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that looked pretty interesting. That first one, the one that.
It's looking. You know. Yeah, I mean, if anything, I'm gonna post something tonight that I'll probably close it tomorrow night at midnight. And it's looking, as far as I can tell, like Brothers is going to win out. So, which is. There's a new game coming out that actually the Brothers team created. What was that? They're coming out with a new game. The same developing team, which looks interesting.
Yeah, I was reading on Steam. It says, I'm looking forward. It's got a unique mechanic where you can actually, you control each brother with individual sticks on the gamepad.
Yes, which can be, I'll warn you, it can be challenging.
Yeah.
It can be challenging, but I have faith in everyone that...
Our manual dexterity?
Yes, correct. Very correct. That helps nothing. I went to, like, something different. Okay, anyways... I was trying to find the next game that the director was doing, but it's not working for me. Okay. All right. Enough of that. Okay. All right. Never mind. Anyways, the developer is coming out with a new game that looks interesting. That's what brought me to Brothers. So anyways, there we go. So that's about it. It's about all I got. You guys playing anything interesting recently?
Life is Strange Before the Storm.
Franco, have you played that yet?
No, I haven't picked that up yet. I saw that we were considering it. And I figured, well, I don't know if I, you know,
we are considering it.
Waiting for all the episodes.
Most likely. Okay.
You know, it's one of those, yeah, I'm kind of impatient when it comes to that. So it's like, how many weeks did you say? Like 6 weeks?
They're waiting a while. Yeah, it's like 6 weeks in between episodes.
Yeah.
What a tease. Around that, which is crazy. Like, I could see like one a month, but like 6 weeks, which I guess is kind of one a month.
Well, that was pretty much the same thing for the first Life is Strange.
Yeah, see, I didn't play it until they were all.
Some of them, I think, were even, 3 months between.
That's torture.
Yeah.
So we'll probably be waiting until they all are released, just in case there's a delay. And probably doing the same for, because I want to put the new Batman, because I heard the first episode of the new Batman,
Telltale.
The second season, the first episode is like they said, like Walking Dead episode one of the first season, like it's really good. So that will be another series that I want to go back to, but I'll probably wait until they're all released. I don't know anything about that one, how quickly. I think they might be doing once a month, I think, maybe.
Yeah, and maybe. Then the last Walking Dead is coming out the beginning of next year.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I want to do season two of that, so I'll probably slip that in maybe after this next game. Okay.
I would recommend playing, including 400 Nights with that as well. Although it's not mandatory, but it's a nice segue into it.
Yeah. Good. So. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. there's not much out there, but the two things I saw on Facebook that are, I'm glad to see there, the sequels are coming out. The I think there's going to be an Until Dawn 2. And
oh, I still need to play the first one, but yeah, that's cool.
And The Evil Within 2.
I still need to play the first one of that.
Yeah. So The Evil Within was pretty good.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, I got Until Dawn for like $15 on Black Friday. I still haven't played it yet, though, but...
I think that's what... I mean, I got it for super cheap. Oh, no, It was free with the PS4 network. Yeah, okay. 1 month. Like, 2 months ago, I think.
Yeah, I think I have Brothers on PS Plus. I gotta double check on that, though.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well... All right. You guys,
same bat time, have a great week. Same bat channel.
Yep.
Same, yes. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. All right, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.